Good morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services and to webmasters and designers at Studio X. Ladies and gentlemen, day two of the KSFR Summer Fun Drive. You're listening to the Radio Cafe, which we hope is one of your favorite programs on radio and on this station. And a couple of times a year, we ask you to actually donate and support this program and support this station. You can do so very easily by calling 505-428-1393, 428-1393, making a pledge of support. And I am offering today, for the first time ever, for the very lowest donation limit, a pair of Radio Cafe coffee coasters, which will be sent to you in the mail if you make a donation. That's the low level. There's many more things that you can get. But most of all, we ask you to support simply the radio itself, KSFR, something that has become such an important part of so many people's broadcast day. I'd like to welcome now Elena Ribe. She is on the board of KSFR. Welcome.
Thank you, Marie Charlotte.
So tell us your perspective on KSFR as a board member.
Oh, for me, it's an incredible experience. I have been in the board now over 3 years. It's amazing, a long time. And I am delighted to serve with this station. I love the work everybody does. I love the news and the music that the station provides to the community. And I especially love listening to Marie Charlotte every morning because I learn what's happening in Santa Fe. I learn what's happening in our community with her incisive questions and the people that she chooses to present in the Radio Cafe. I learn what's going on in Santa Fe, and I learn what's going on in the world.
428-1393, thank you for your kind words, Elena, is the number, 428-1393. Now, we're going to hear in a few minutes an interview that I recorded just the other day, earlier this week, with Vicki Harrison from Common Cause. And it's very interesting to hear about what's going on in the kind of structures that surround our lives that we are not always aware of, but that have a great effect on whom we elect and how we live under these people whom we elect. Campaign finance is one of the questions that we'll be talking about in just a couple of minutes. But first, we want to give you the opportunity to help us reach. We have a $1,500 goal for this hour. And do you think we can reach it?
Well, we have to.
428-1393 is the way we reach that $1,500 goal. And if you like this show, if you listen to it, if you listen to the station and the news on both ends of it and the news all day, things like that, just give us a call now. And you know what? After that, you can just turn off the radio or you can listen to Vicki Harrison or whatever you want to do. But that pledge is so important. There's many things that you can, when you call, ask the nice people on the other end of the line if there's a gift that you would like to select. You know, KSFR swag or Radio Cafe swag to take home with you. But the main thing is that you give us a call, 428-1393, and let us know what you think of KSFR. Let us know that you support KSFR. People who aren't calling now, people who don't call through the fund drives, it's sort of like a one-way street. They want to take from KSFR but not give back, and that's always a little uncomfortable, and particularly when they're so enthusiastic in their words, sometimes you think, okay, come on, how about 10 bucks a month? You know, that's something that most people can afford, or 20 bucks a month, or 15, or a one-time gift of, let's say, $25 or $30, or more if you can afford it. 428-1393 is the number. Let's go now to Vicki Harrison. I'd like now to welcome Vicki Harrison. She's Executive Director of Common Cause New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
We are here today talking about the public financing of campaigns, specifically municipal campaigns here in Santa Fe. In 2008, the voters of Santa Fe approved a public financing measure. What did that measure say? What did it do?
What it allowed, Mary Charlotte, was for candidates for municipal races, whether they were councilors, municipal judges, or mayor, they could collect $5 contributions and a certain number of signatures from the people in their district and then be allowed to use public funds to run their campaigns in exchange for agreeing not to raise other money.
And so how has it been used since then? Has it been used a lot? Are people choosing public versus private financing?
They certainly are. It was passed in 08. It became effective in 09, and it was decided that it would not be used until 2012 and use it first for a city council race to make sure there were no kinks. And I believe that first year we had with the city council, there were 10 candidates, and I believe six of them took public financing, and there were four seats open. Three of those were won by publicly financed candidates. And then, of course, last year was the first time that the mayor's race used it, and all three mayoral candidates and nearly every single city councilor candidate, except for a handful, took public financing. And we only had one privately financed candidate win.
So three out of the four mayoral candidates used it.
Right.
So this is the question that I have and that many people have, which is, it doesn't seem like it would necessarily level the playing field unless everyone uses it. If you have a candidate with donors and political action committees who have a lot of money, then are we not still dealing with the same problem of the influence of money in politics?
Absolutely. And that is the critical part of this proposal that we have supported from the ECRB that is in front of the council right now.
What is the ECRB?
It's the Ethics and Campaign Review Board here in Santa Fe. And every 2 years, they're tasked with looking at the campaign finance laws in the city and making recommendations to the city council. And so one of their recommendations, because in the old days, the way this system was designed, if you had a privately financed candidate running against you and you were publicly financed, and let's say you got to that first reporting period and they had outraised and outspent you, that would then trigger matching funds for you as a publicly financed candidate. And that piece of most public finance laws around the country was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2011 in a case called Arizona Free Enterprise. And it upheld the first part of public financing that I mentioned a minute ago, collecting $5 and signatures. But it said that you can't give somebody more money based on what the private guy is raising. So this proposal from the Ethics and Campaign Review Board would allow the publicly financed candidates to raise $100, no more, up to $100, and have that matched by the fund by a 4-to-1 basis so they can stay competitive against the PACs or the privately financed candidates.
Tell us more about this 2011 Supreme Court decision. What was at issue, and why did it go the way it did? I mean, is this another kind of Citizens United type of thing?
Bingo. It's exactly. In fact, it was the year after Citizens United. And so those of us in this world knew that it was coming. There's actually a federal bill drafted called Fair Elections Now Act that we modeled this proposal off of, because we knew that once Citizens United came down the pike and said, you know, people raising money that's protected because that's free speech, we knew that going into public financing, because we were giving the publicly financed candidate more money based on what the private candidate was raising. So we knew that that was going to be a problem. And that was directly related to and following the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. Because if money is speech, and this guy is over here raising all his money, also known as speech, it's not fair to give somebody else some speech for free. And if your listeners are pulling their hair out right now, they should be, because what I just said, while true, is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like what's really underneath it is a concerted effort not to level the playing field between those candidates who are backed by large moneyed interests and those who aren't.
Well, and it's just really frustrating for the average American citizen, because they can look at this and they say, of course this makes sense. I mean, the poll numbers that we get on our issues in New Mexico are out of this world. I mean, you know, poll numbers in the 80s and 90s, because no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, a Green, a DTS, you know that this much money in politics is not good for the health of our democracy.
When you're doing that kind of polling, what questions are you asking that you're getting such a lopsided response?
We asked one question earlier this year. Do you support requiring people who spend money in elections, the nonprofits, the unions, the PACs, do you support them having to disclose where that money comes from? And that 92% of the state supports that, from the east to the west, north, south, Republicans, Democrats. And yet that's a bill we've been working on statewide with Senator Peter Wirth for 5 years, and it still hasn't passed.
It points out something that I think is really important to talk about, which is the difference between the electorate and the officials that they elect, the people who are actually in public office. It doesn't seem like it should be that way, but for the exact reasons that we're talking about, there's a disconnect between what people want and whom they elect.
There is such a huge disconnect, and with our issues around campaign finance, you know, we're always an easy scapegoat because people can run out of time, you know, especially with the legislative sessions. Oh, we ran out of time again. And, you know, whereas I say that if this was important, and it's obviously important to the citizens of New Mexico, then it would be done in the first week instead of listening to memorials and watching people dance. But that's what we do for the first month of the session.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, the other kinds of questions, Mary Charlotte, independent redistricting. That Santa Fe has an independent redistricting commission. The state, we've been working on that for 2 decades, and we can't even get out of the first committee. Yet, meanwhile, over 80% of the state, Republicans and Democrats, support an independent redistricting commission, but we can't even get out of one committee.
So how do you understand that?
I understand it as a disconnect because people feel like that elected officials do not listen to them. And in fact, another question we asked is basically, do you think politicians are corrupt? 9 in 10, 90% think that 9 out of 10 of our politicians are corrupt, which is insane because 9 out of 10 politicians are certainly not corrupt. I mean, I would say that 1 in 100 might be a little sketchy, but not even really corrupt. But it's this perception that people have. And so they don't get as involved as they should. You know, you can't just vote and be done. Yet we spend all of our time trying to get people just to register and then just to vote. Well, that's just the beginning. And if you're having to talk people into registering or voting, that's not creating a healthy democracy. We need people who are going to hold their officials accountable once they've been elected. We need your listeners to be calling their counselors as soon as the show is over with and saying, fix public financing and improve disclosure and coordination in the city. Accept these proposals. That's what we need to have the citizens actually get involved. If they would show up to a city council meeting or a legislative hearing and at the roundhouse, it would make all the difference in the world. But instead, it's just those of us who are the usual suspects and the high-powered lobbyists.
We are talking to Vicki Harrison, Executive Director of Common Cause. And we are here in the Santa Fe Baking Company with Elena Ribe, and we're in the KSFR Fund Drive. The number here is 428-1393.
Hi, Marie-Charlotte.
Elena, so what do you think about campaign finance and all these issues?
Oh, I just love listening to what Vicki is saying because she is so informative. She's giving people what they need to know to be more active, to show and learn for themselves and find their own voice.
428-1393. We are here in the KSFR Fund Drive, and we are asking you from the bottom of our hearts, really, well, from our hearts. I don't know about the top and the bottom of hearts. They're sort of these round things. But seriously, we are asking you to make a contribution to this station by calling in. Why do you contribute?
Contributions make a big difference. I think we all need to contribute because we need to support programming like Marie Charlotte's, like the Radio Cafe and other news and music that the station carries. We need the support to have the equipment, to have the services that we need for all the people that work in the station to do a good job.
428-1393 is the number, and I'm not sure if we have any thank yous that are up yet, but I think we've gotten a little bit of phone ringing, but not a whole lot. So it's been pretty quiet. So we would like to ask you, and we are asking you, if you are a listener to this program and if you are a fan of this program, to actually pick up the phone now and give a call. It makes a big difference to the station, and it makes a big difference to me personally. As I've said on really a couple of occasions, I do get feedback from people. I was in the dog park yesterday, and I was walking my three little dogs and struck up a conversation with somebody else who had a really beautiful dog, and he said, "Oh, that must be Lolly." And I said, "How did you know my dog's name?" And he said, "Because you had a naming contest on the air last year." And I said, "Well, how'd you know it was me?" He said, "I recognize your voice." And he said nice things about the show. And these are the moments that make a person happy, as a, you know, because you give on the radio all the time, and then when you get something back, it makes you so happy. But what we ask is that if this show really affects your life, that you really support it by calling now and by calling 428-1393 and make the smallest contribution, even a token, even a few bucks, makes a difference. We had a gentleman come in the other day who, I know him, I mean, he lives hand to mouth, and he put $5 in an envelope and handed it to me for KSFR. And that's what he could do, and that's a big contribution.
No contribution is too small, and no contribution is too large. We welcome them all.
Yeah.
We can use them. Thank you.
428-1393, and I am seeing from my remote little chat here that the phone is starting to ring, and that makes us very happy.
Oh, we thank you very much for your support.
Elena, where are you from?
Oh, I grew up in Colombia.
Now, do
beautiful
you have
Bogota.
Beautiful Bogota. Do you have public radio there?
Yes, yes. But there is not so much news in the public radio there. Mostly it's about music.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't been living there for a while. Maybe it has changed.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that I've heard from people who live in different parts of the world. I lived in Peru for a little while, and the kind of radio they have there, it's more, you know, music and pop and then commercial, and then there's tabloids and things like that. And I think sometimes people take for granted the resource that we have here.
Yes, yes. It's very unique. And as you were speaking about walking in the park and meeting people, it happens to me all the time. When I talk about KSFR with my friends, people that I meet, they all love the station, and especially they love listening to the Radio Cafe. They recognize your voice.
It's a nice thing. And I so appreciate it. It makes me so, because you don't always get the feedback. You know, I've encouraged people to write to radiocafe@ksfr.org and, you know, tell me what you think of the shows and give us feedback. But, you know, that doesn't always happen, but that's all right. We need the feedback now.
Yeah.
Now is the time to give the feedback.
That's right, right. Our contributions really keep us going. We appreciate them. And they make us feel that you are listening and that you value what we have to give to you.
428-1393. And as I said, the first break, we can get you in the mail a pair of Radio Cafe coffee coasters.
I'm looking at them. They are beautiful. They make you think of the moon. You will find out when you get them.
Yeah, they have the same texture as the kind of beer coasters you get, but they're coffee coasters because they have a coffee logo on them. 428-1393. We're going to go back to Vicki Harrison, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It's such tricky business because campaigns, as they are dealt with in the media and in papers and, you know, all the different media and TV commercials and so on, they don't seem really straightforward. I mean, they are cast as horse races as opposed to issues about genuine things of concern to citizens. And so
exactly,
when you have campaigns that are so removed from the realities of people's actual lives, or when they're paying such superficial rhetoric to the issues of our actual lives, like people throw around the word jobs, but the reality is that we don't get those jobs, and there's not even really clear thinking about how to make those good jobs or realistic thinking. So it seems like there's a kind of hesitation to really believe that the system works in the first place once the campaign is over.
Absolutely. Oh, and there's a reason why so many of our particularly younger people are not registered as a Democrat or a Republican in this state. Nearly 40% of people under the age of 24 are registered as either a declined state or an independent. That is enormous. That number was 2% just 35 years ago. And we're seeing this across the country when people are saying, and especially when you look at the demographics of those that are 18 to 24, they've never seen a functional Congress in their lives. They've seen these primaries that cater to the extreme of both parties and then wonder why we can't get anything done. So they're making the point and saying, I don't believe any of you guys. I think that I'm going to be an independent. I'm going to be a declined state. I don't even want to join the independent party. And it's because people are disillusioned. I certainly don't blame people for not becoming more involved because they're trying to live their lives. You know, you mentioned jobs. They may be trying to work a couple of jobs just to support themselves. They certainly can't take off in the middle of the day and go to a hearing in Santa Fe from Lordsburg. And so it's just not designed. Whereas what I do tell people, particularly with our state legislators, is with such short sessions, that means they're at home the other 10 or 11 months of the year. And so, you know, but you hit on a really huge problem is, you know, why do we see such low registration numbers? Why do we see such low voting numbers? I mean, you look at municipal elections and around the country, you see municipal elections with 20% and under of registered voters, and you only got half your people registered to begin with. So you're talking 10% of the adult population is voting. And it's very disturbing because, as you say, it's very much a catch-22. Okay, I'm going to get involved, but I already feel like everybody's sketchy to begin with, so I don't think the system we have is working for me.
It's a huge problem because there's so many facets to it. One of the things also is we're really not taught this in school. We don't really see the field trips of children going down to the state house or to their city halls or town halls and kind of getting their feet wet in the political process and in the electoral process. But even when adults try to do that, I mean, sometimes it works, but there is this sense some other times of people making their voices heard in front of what ends up being kind of a done deal.
Oh, absolutely. And that is very frustrating. And in fact, you know, one of the things that I do is a citizen lobbying training. And, you know, I do it for different organizations or just individuals and schools. And I unfortunately have to tell people, you know, you need to call them. If we're talking the legislature in January and February, you can't wait and show up to a hearing and that be the first time you've approached them with your idea. Because everybody else is having those discussions months ahead of time with them. And so you're right, they do feel disillusioned because you get there and you're like, wow, everybody already made up their mind. Or what's more frustrating is I'm finding they say that they're doing it because they're looking up research and such, is, you know, you're in front of too many elected bodies and they're all on their computer or phone instead of listening to testimony. And somebody brought that up in a hearing this year, and it really angered a lot of lawmakers because they said, we're looking up stuff, we're doing research, we're pulling up stuff while we're listening to you. But I think as an audience, that's not the perception when everybody's looking at their computer.
So let's get back to the question of public financing of campaigns, particularly municipal campaigns here in Santa Fe. So there is this Santa Fe Ethics and Campaign Review Board, as you mentioned before, whose job it is to oversee this financing law or ordinance, I guess, that was put into effect several years ago and has been used for the last 3 or 4 years. So what is the job of this Ethics and Review Board?
Well, they have several different things that they do, but one of them is to review campaign finance laws. They also do some enforcement as well. As you know, many people may remember last year when people had complaints, in the election. They took it before the Ethics and Campaign Review Board. So they do a several different things. It's really a fascinating system and one that we, frankly, would love to see replicated across the state, because it really has somebody who's looking at those campaign finance laws every two years and, you know, as a place to go if there is an issue with any of this, which is very helpful.
So what are the issues that we're looking at now, given that this law has now been used and we've had some publicly financed campaigns?
Well, the big one is the matching funds that I mentioned earlier that has been struck down by the Supreme Court several years ago. So this proposal has a different type of match where it allows candidates to raise no more than $100, because we always say that, you know, you're taking public financing to keep influence out. And if somebody can be bought or influenced for $100, we've got much bigger issues than public financing. And so, you know, it allows them to raise, you know, a penny up to $100 and have that matched by the fund on a 4-to-1 basis if they find themselves in a situation where they need more than the initial stipend to fight off maybe a private candidate or a last-minute attack by a PAC or an independent group.
So there's now a proposal before the Santa Fe City Council.
Yeah, these are two proposals that the ECRB sent to the council last month. They're discussing them on the 29th.
So on the 29th of July, there is a city council meeting to discuss these recommendations. And so one of them would basically, in the face of this movement by the United States Supreme Court, restore the matching piece of the public financing.
Exactly, with one that can pass constitutional muster. And that's one of the proposals that would fix that public financing system. And both of these are being sponsored by Councilor Peter Ives. And then there's a second proposal that will tighten up the disclosure laws and provide some more guidance on coordination between PACs and candidates.
We're talking to Vicki Harrison of Common Cause New Mexico. And we are here in the KSFR Fund Drive, and some people have been calling, and we thank them very much. Do we have some thank yous?
You betcha. We want to start by thanking Janet and Peter.
Yay, Janet and Peter.
They love the Mary Charlotte.
Oh, we love them.
And Madeline, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
And Rita.
Thank you so much, Rita. And I got an email from Rita while we were talking, and so very, very interesting people who are donating to KSFR. We are, however, only something like 10 or 15% to our goal of $1,500. So, ladies and gentlemen,
please call and support us. You are benefiting from the Radio Cafe. You are benefiting from all the programming of KSFR. We need your support to keep the station going and improving all the time. Please call.
428-1393, 428-1393 is the number. So in order for us to get to our $1,500 goal, what are some ways to do it? Well, let's see. We can have maybe 10 people call with $150 pledges.
That would be wonderful.
Or 9 people, let's say. We can have 18 people call with $75 pledges.
That would also do it.
And my brain isn't good. Let's see. We can have people call. We can have any number of people call and make a $20 a month pledge to KSFR. And that really is wonderful, because then you become a sustaining member. It's a very low impact on your pocketbook. You can do 10 also. You can do 15. You can do any amount you want. We had somebody call with a very, very generous amount yesterday, and that was fantastic. But when you become a sustaining member to KSFR, then you don't even have to listen to the fund drives.
That's the best way to do it, yes. It just happens automatically. You don't think about it, and you are supporting us. And we really thank you for your support.
428-1393 is the number. It's interesting. If you think about it, you're listening to this show today because of the people who donated during the last pledge drive.
Yes, yes.
And so you can now kind of step into their shoes, give them a break, donate, so that during the next fund drive, you can say, I did that.
Yes, made it possible.
Yeah. I made the last 4 months, 6 months of programming happen on KSFR. It's very direct. As you know, there's no waste in our budget.
Oh, no, it's very, very tight. I am actually the treasurer of the KSFR Foundation, and I know we are short. We need your help. And our equipment is really old and needs improvement. That's something that we are aiming to improve during this year.
428-1393, 428-1393 is the number. And when those phones ring, Elena and I can take another sip of our caffeinated beverages and feel that...
And we'll smile.
We will smile. And people, and we feel that people are actually listening and responding to the show they hear, to Vicki Harrison, to questions of campaign finance that are so important.
I have learned so much from her. Just a lot of information that is very helpful to all of you to come, learn, and listen, and also find your voice. Many of our programming is about that. Keep our community informed and involved.
We have, I think, another thank you just came in. Let's hear from them.
Yeah, we heard from Elaine Coleman.
Oh, thank you, Elaine.
She's a sustaining member, and she wanted to put out an open challenge to anyone who's a writer of any kind to think about perhaps having one less latte, one less movie, and just take some time to think about that.
I will come over and make you a latte if you... No, I will buy you a latte if you come to the Santa Fe Baking Company.
I'd like to see you making it too.
Yeah, that might not be that might not be so good. My cooking skills leave a great deal to be desired.
I am drinking one latte now. It's very good.
It's very good over here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. You can also come and I will give you your own personal KSFR Radio Cafe coffee coaster. 428-1393. Let's go back to Vicki. We await your calls in the next segment, and we will be back in a little bit. So that's another piece that we should talk about for a moment. There are these political action committees. So let's say John Doe is running for city council, and he is raising money by himself, and he also has a political action committee. Is he working directly with that political action committee, or how does it work? What are the rules?
Well, and that's what we're trying to tighten up right now, because, again, when you have that coordination, this proposal would treat that coordination as a contribution. So therefore, if you were a publicly financed candidate, you couldn't accept more than $100. And if you're a privately financed candidate, I don't remember the exact number on that. I think it's $1,000 or maybe $2,500 for mayor. It's something completely outrageous. And so that's been the problem. And of course, to make things even more confusing is we don't just have to deal with the Supreme Court. We also have the Tenth Circuit, which is the district court that runs New Mexico and a couple of other states. And they've gone even further than the Supreme Court on certain things. In fact, they just had a ruling about a year and a half ago that says PACs can be both coordinated and uncoordinated as long as they keep their money in two separate bank accounts. Now, that's a completely insane ruling, because a couple months later, the Second Circuit on the East Coast came out and said, that's crazy. You can't do that. But that's what our hands are tied with in New Mexico. So what we're trying to do with the coordination is clearly define how it can occur and expand those definitions of what a campaign-related service is, where that coordination can happen, which coordination could happen by, you know, let's say we both hire the same campaign manager. The same campaign manager is running my campaign and the PAC's campaign. So there's obviously some issues going on there. And then create some boundaries, because we are a small state. And in a larger state, people are looking at saying, okay, well, in order to create some firewalls between the PACs and the candidates, they can't use the same sign company. They can't use the same strategic firm. Well, we can't do that in New Mexico because there aren't enough of these companies out there. So what we've asked for, and it's detailed in the proposal that the ECRB passed forward, was putting some firewalls in there so people aren't having those discussions. And it's really very interesting, and it's really, you know, all of this is constitutionally sound. We have a slew of court cases and opinions that back up the proposal as we did it this way, to where we're not stomping on anybody's First Amendment rights. Everybody can still have their free speech. But when you're talking about spending money in elections, then we do require that disclosure and some sort of firewall. Because, again, the PACs can raise unlimited money if they're independent. So that's why that comes into play with a candidate, because they can't raise unlimited money.
So that's the reason. I mean, because when, you know, if you're looking at the situation and you say, oh, John Doe is running for city council and the PAC is supporting him, and yet they're not allowed to coordinate with each other, on the face of it, that doesn't even make any sense because they have the same goal.
Right, right. And again, it's, and that's because there's different kinds of PACs. So to create their own PAC is, can be one thing where they do have contribution limits, but it's the totally independent PAC. And that's where the coordination comes in. It comes in when the PAC can raise unlimited money. Because as we know, I mean, PACs can donate to candidates, candidates can donate to PACs. It's just that now that, thanks to Citizens United, we have the super PAC, which is the really independent one that can raise unlimited money. And so, again, this, you know, I always make a joke that I really am Phi Beta Kappa, and this is the densest, most hardest thing ever to get your head around sometimes. Because we have not just state law, but then we have federal law and then local laws, which do not agree with each other. So people can watch Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and say, hey, they can't coordinate. People can't coordinate. I saw it. Well, yeah, that's at a federal level. But at a state level, we don't have coordination even in our language right now.
So on the 29th of July, which is the next Santa Fe City Council meeting, some proposals will be introduced that the city council will then have the chance to vote on, which would basically do these things that you're saying, which is regulate the coordination between PACs and campaigns, and would also deal with the issue of matching funds. Those are the two things that are being looked at.
Absolutely. Those are the two things that are being looked at, and so we're just encouraging folks in Santa Fe to contact their counselors now and ask them to support this, and then come have a fun time on Wednesday, July 29th, and support this in person at the council meeting.
Vicki Harrison, you're executive director of Common Cause New Mexico. What are the other things that Common Cause is doing here in the state?
We are also working to do the same thing in Albuquerque, is updating their public financing system and fixing their disclosure issues. We also just presented a proposal last week to the Las Cruces City Council about doing a public financing system there. We are working statewide on about, we've got 10 priority bills, everything from disclosure and public financing to an ethics commission, an independent redistricting commission, open primaries. We also do election protection. And so we are just constantly busy, whether it's at the municipal level or the state level.
If people would like to find out more, they can go to nm.commoncause.org. And commoncause.org is the national organization. You can also find out more about that. Vicki Harrison is executive director of Common Cause New Mexico. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. I had a great time.
And we are here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, and we are kind of slow today.
I don't know what's happening. We have to wake up. Please call and support KSFR Radio Cafe and the station programming, which is so good. It brings so much information, news, music, and other shows to our community. Please call and support us.
I'm going to give you two numbers. The first is 505-428-1393. And the second is the toll-free number, 866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. And when you call that, if you are, let's say, calling from Taos or that area, and you're in the 575 area code, let's say, or even Española, and you have a landline, then you can call, and it's a free call.
Yes.
We pick up the tab, and you make a donation, and everybody's happy.
And we love to hear people from all over northern New Mexico, not only Santa Fe.
It's so true, and we have a real following up in Taos.
Yes.
There's a lot of people listening up there, and that makes me so happy. When we changed the, some years ago, we changed the frequency, and now our new tower has a greater reach. It doesn't reach quite to Albuquerque, although we do have listeners in Rio
when
Rancho.
When I drive to Albuquerque, I actually listen almost.
Almost.
Yes.
It's that old.
And I am very sad when I lose the signal.
I know. It's true. And if you're on a hill, you can get it. But 428-1393 is the number. Now, I have a challenge for people. And that is the question, have you ever been inspired by something that you heard on KSFR? Have you ever heard something that moved you, that maybe changed the way you think, or made you want to start a conversation with somebody about what you heard? If that is the case, we ask you to support the show, because that is not something to be taken for granted. And that is something that you want to just, this isn't something that you want to just say, oh yeah, I get that every day because other people are supporting it. I would like you, if you have ever been in that position, to kind of take responsibility for it and say, you know, this program, this station, have actually moved my heart or moved my mind the way I think about things. And if you feel that way, we're asking you to make that donation and actually support the station with a few bucks. It's not that, it doesn't take that much. And the people on the other end of the phone are so nice, and you don't have to have your name read on the air. You can say anonymous. We've got some nice anonymous donors. But if you feel like this has actually meant something to you, we're asking you to give back.
It's one of the reasons why I love listening to the Radio Cafe, because I'm always learning. I can always talk about it with my friends. And I love what Marie Charlotte does. She attracts always very accomplished and effective speakers. And her own homework, she is amazing. She always researches, reads ahead of time, and has very, very good incisive questions that will help us all learn more about what the speaker has to say and actually think about it and change our lives, as she says. It is true. It happens. Happens to me every time I listen to the Radio Cafe. Just this morning, everything that we heard about campaign finance. And it wasn't only about the facts. It also was about what we can do as people to make a difference in our worlds. And that's what we can do if we support KSFR. We can change our worlds.
It's interesting. And we talked about this yesterday on the Radio Cafe, too. Our board president, Frank Katz, was here yesterday. And it's such an interesting small town in which we live because it's a place that has so many different kinds of people, so many subcultures. It's a kind of like microcosm of the country and the world in some ways. And at the same time, it's so small that you can make a difference. You can go to the city council meetings and you can go to the planning commission meetings and things like that and make a difference in your government. You can get involved in your neighborhood and make a difference that way. You can get involved in all kinds of ways. You can get involved in nonprofit organizations. There are so many of them besides KSFR. And one of the things that we do at KSFR is we really support the voices of other nonprofit organizations in the city. You are involved, for example, Elena, with the Women's International Study Center, and you had an event the other night, and we featured that event here on the Radio Cafe. So it becomes a win-win.
Yeah, and we really benefit from your support. And last year when we had a symposium with Justice Ginsburg and other great speakers, many of them were interviewed, and we have their voices. We have them in our website, and that supports us with our message and getting people to support the Women International Study Center, and it's the same for many others. You interview often my daughter, Isabel Rive.
That's right.
That works with Adelante, and for them it's of great value, the support that they get for homeless children and their families, thanks to the information that is given in the Radio Cafe and in KSFR.
Homeless children, we also feature homeless animals, homeless dogs and cats, homeless horses.
All right.
We have such a strange and sort of horrifying gap between rich and poor in this city, in this county, in this world, in this country. And it's a very difficult problem to solve on the individual level. But we do what we can to bring awareness of it through media.
That's the first step, to know what is happening so we can think about what is the best way in which we can contribute to solve problems. But we need to know what is happening in our community. Also, last night I went to St. John's to listen to Cuban music and see people dancing. And KSFR was there, was represented, and it was announced as one of the co-sponsors of Music in the Hill. So we are everywhere.
We are everywhere. The number here is 428-1393, and we've got a ways to go to get to our $1,500 goal for this hour, but we think we can do it. Let's get those phones ringing, 428-1393, and it would... It's the time of year that I kind of wait for, because I put so much money... I do put some of my own money, too, but I put so much time and so much effort into producing this show. And this is when I just want to hear from the listeners and say, okay, do you listen? Do you support the show?
We want to hear from you. We want to know that you value what we do, and we want to know that we can have your support. But the other day, the 4th of July, I was in the plaza for pancakes, and KSFR was there with its booth. And What did I see? The mayor of New York.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I took the pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
Mayor Gonzalez and Mayor de Blasio, and they sat there and spoke forever, had a great conversation with Craig. They had so much to say, and all of that is happening in Santa Fe, and KSFR is capturing for our community all those happenings.
428-1393. We've got 5 minutes left. The phones are ringing. We've got some thank yous. What I'd like to ask for now is a couple of larger donors, somebody who can make a contribution of maybe $250 or a monthly contribution of maybe $20 a month. Because if we're going to reach our $1,500 goal for this hour, we're going to need some larger as well as smaller donors. So let's get the phone ringing. Please call with your generous contribution, 428-1393, 428-1393, or 866-907-5737. That's 866 is a toll-free number, 866-907-KSFR. And the phones are ringing. Let's hear some thank yous. Nick has been... texting me from the control room. What's going on?
We want to start by thanking Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
She has a sustaining membership that she called in to increase.
Oh, how thank you so
that
much.
That is perfect. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you to Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
He would like to challenge other massage therapists.
Yes, other massage therapists. We know that's a very challenging and beautiful profession. And if you can donate maybe one half of one massage... You know, whatever you might receive from one half of one massage for your massage.
A hand and a half? It's an interesting
Let's
posture.
Go for the two hands.
Yeah, two hands.
I'll
have some other
things. Claire.
Claire, thank you.
She's a writer.
Thank you, Claire.
And Anonymous.
And Anonymous, as I like to say, my favorite artist. 428-1393 is the number, and let's get to our goal of $1,500 for this hour. I know we can do it. We're going to go to the news in about 4 minutes, so we've got 4 minutes left to challenge you and to, it's almost like, you have to ask. And, of course, in order to do anything, you have to ask for it. You can't just expect that people are going to come around and read your mind. But when we do ask, we hope that people understand how important it is and why we're asking.
Yes, it's important to remind ourselves. It's not only what we take, but also what we can give back to contribute and to keep the station going. It makes such a huge difference. We want to know that you value what we do. We want to know that you learn and are more informed and can think more and have great conversations with your friends and your family because of what you learn listening to the Radio Cafe.
I learn a lot doing the Radio Cafe.
I can imagine.
I learn more here than I ever learned in college.
I just so appreciate what you do. You both work so hard because every time you interview somebody, it seems that you are reading their mind. You ask the perfect question to bring up the more information, deeper content that is helpful for us to know.
Thank you. 428-1393, and my services as mind reader are available for a low, low price of a contribution to KSFR. 428-1393 is the number, and we know that people are calling right now. We thank you for calling. If you're calling and by any chance you get the phone machine, better, you know, hang up, wait a moment or two, and call back, because we have a limited number of actual telephones in the room there where people are answering the phones. I want to send a shout out to the people who are answering the phones. We have such wonderful volunteers.
Thank you, thank you. And it's so much fun where several phones are ringing at the same time.
Yeah. And we feed them. If anybody ever wants to be a volunteer, they can come and get some really good goodies, as well as make a contribution to KSFR with your time and your energy. So we will come back after the news and see how we did and see if we reached our $1,500 goal. I think we can do it. I don't know if we have done it, but, you know, we definitely do our best. So 428-1393 is the number. Elena Ribe is on the board of KSFR. She's the treasurer of this fine organization. Thank you so much for being with
us. It's my pleasure.
And we want people to know that this is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. We're streaming at KSFR.org. You can also go to KSFR.org and make a contribution. There you can hit Pledge Now. And that way, if you were very shy or if you've lost your voice or whatever, you can still make a contribution to the station. We are podcasting at radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, thanks to our webmasters at Studio X, and there's all sorts of ways to subscribe, but the main thing is this fun drive today and tomorrow. We can end it by tomorrow if we give it a good shot and if everybody does their share. So 428-1393 is the number. Thank you so much to those people who donated. Thank you for your generosity to KSFR. Stay tuned for the local news, followed by KSFR's local... stay tuned for the BBC. That's followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And then we've got jazz. And if you contribute to the KSFR Fun Drive now, think about it this way. You don't have to contribute later.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for producing such a great show.
Elena Ribe, thank you so much. Hasta la vista, damas y caballeros.
Hasta la vista.